Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of Our Drift here at Wham Talk 1600. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Just wanted to say I almost killed myself hitting potholes and almost ruined my car to go fill up at $3.70 a gallon. So, you know, I'm in a good mood.
$2.70 a gallon?
I'm sorry, did I say two? I meant three. $3.70 a gallon.
I was going to say, dude, let me know so I can go.
Yeah, yeah, that's the EAS that'll rot your gas tank out with the
I don't have one of those cars.
Ethanol crap in it.
Yeah, no, I'll pay for the expensive stuff.
And before we get started, let's say, you know, you kids out there, don't try this at home. We're trained professionals.
What, radio or hitting bottles?
Well, we're trained. Well, oh, who knows?
I laughed because this morning I kind of had a little epiphany. I'm like, you know what? We need a website for potholes. And so I quickly whipped out of my head, we'll call it fern.com.
Fern?
Fern with a PH.
Fern. I'm not kidding.
Pothole Emergency Recovery Network.
I like it.
Huh? Oh. I'm good with those little, what do they call those, synonyms, right?
It's the entrepreneur coming
acronym,
out in you.
Acronym, I don't know. My English is right out the door.
Acronym, I think.
Yeah. Acronym, maybe. Yeah.
If Dan Martin was here, he'd correct us.
Call me in and correct. 734-822-1600. Call us and let us know what my non-English abilities are acting like.
Acronym.
I think you're
right. Yeah, acronym.
So lots to talk about. This could be our last show before an all-out world war. Right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Breaking news. I put it up on the drift just before we came into the studio. And
it's interesting.
Russia's parliament has approved military force in Ukraine.
And they're already in the Crimea.
Yeah.
Which has traditionally been kind of a very strong Russian influence anyway because of the at least one base, if not two, there.
Right. I mean, I'm all if the Ukrainians sit down and say, listen, all right, if there's a part of our country where these people want to be part of Russia instead of part of Ukraine, you know, maybe it's time to just say, have yourself a vote, put it to a vote. If you want to secede, knock yourselves out.
Well, it's mainly ethnic Russian there, and I believe it's a big part of the Russians' Black Sea Fleet.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yeah. The other thing, too, is, you know, during the Soviet Union times, when Nikita Khrushchev was in power, he gave that Crimea area back to Ukraine in 19. I got to get some more caffeine in me. I haven't had any yet today. I'm nuts. I'm crazy. In 1954. But it was kind of immaterial because, you know, Ukraine was a part of the Soviet Union. So it was just kind of some paper shuffling. But here we are. The Cold War is over. The Soviet Union fell. And Ukraine looks at that as part of their territory.
Right. Well, the Cold War is back on. You know, 20 years later.
Yeah, when I said it's over, it never really ended.
Yeah, it
ended in theory and on paper.
Yeah. It's not communist anymore. It's just a nationalistic, you know, it's Putin, dude.
Yeah, it's a mafia thug type. It's a failed state for the most part.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, you
talk
about
nukes.
Cronies.
With nukes.
With nukes. 30,000 of them aimed at us.
Well, you know, I always wanted to go to Moscow, but I wouldn't. I think the crime there is just as bad as anywhere in one of our big cities. So I would love to go, but I'm not. It's just crossed off the list. Then it's cold. I mean, it's probably 2-3 weeks a year you can actually go.
It's probably 20 degrees warmer there than here.
I'd like to see it.
On average.
You know? Well, there you go. There's my offer. If there's peace in Ukraine, I'll take a trip to Moscow.
Okay? Well, you know, if we're going to talk about, are we going to talk about
Ukraine? I'll spend a couple $100.
Are we going to dive into Ukraine right now, or is that later on?
Well, before we dive into anything, let's take care of a little business,
shall we?
Let's do
some business.
My sponsor this half hour is DM Burr Company, Facility Management. They actually are hiring or looking to hire a custodian up in Whitmore Lake Schools. So if you want to get a job in the custodial business for DM Burr, which is a big company, so plenty of room to move up maybe, you know, go to www.dmburr.com, and you can apply online. So Gloria from DM Burr called me and said, you know, hey, we're looking to hire somebody. Can you help out? Yes, absolutely we can. Love to bring that kind of news and advertising forward. You know, so if you want a job up in Whitmore Lake area, if you think you have the ability to keep things clean, There you go. DM Burr Company, www.dmburr.com.
Lee, are you listening? Every time I hear Whitmore Lake, I think of Lee.
Yeah, the man on the ground, Whitmore Lake.
He's the Wham correspondent in Whitmore Lake.
And there you go.
He's famous.
Yeah, we can jump right in. If anybody wants to call in, again, I've got stuff on the agenda, but we don't have to hit it. And if there's something the listeners want to call in and talk about, 734-822-1600, feel free. We had a lot of calls last week, so always willing to take call. We like to hear other people's opinions besides our own.
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes the show. Love calls.
And even if you completely disagree with me, you know, I'm a defender of your right to disagree with me.
I've got really mixed feelings on Ukraine and what's going on right now.
Tell me.
Okay. Here's one angle that really upsets me. Ukraine now doing this whole shift more toward the West and the EU, away from Russia. Guess what? They need our money.
Well,
they need a bailout. So, you know, again, it goes back to, let's use the potholes here as a symbol. There's no money to fix that. You know, there's all this talk about raising gas taxes, and I know that most of these are state and county roads, et cetera. But my point is that are we going to cough up like $40 billion right off the bat to help Ukraine? For what? I mean, I want those people to have a government and a system that they want. But I'm tired of paying for it all the time and then getting kicked in the you-know-what afterwards.
Well,
and it's so corrupt, it'll all be stolen anyway.
Yeah, I said this 20, 30 years ago. I said the biggest weapon in the world will not be our nuclear bombs, will not be our latest stealth aircraft, will not be the best and better tanks. It's always going to be money.
Money.
Money
is
far more powerful. The economy is the ultimate weapon in the world today. And for Barack Obama, yeah, he's having our military and doing everything else with it. If we had a strong economy, none of that would matter. If we could literally tell the rest of the world, listen, we have a strong economy, we'll help you out, we would have the ultimate weapon. Because we outspent the Russians before under Reagan. We can certainly outspend them again if it comes down to it.
Well, here's the situation, though. As we both know, we are going to have to borrow a lot from the Chinese, the Japanese, whoever, to give it to Ukraine. So once again, our grandkids' future is leveraged to help out the people in Ukraine. Let's start helping ourselves out first and get our own house in order before we... And I know that sounds isolationist and not intellectual, but I'm tired of coughing up money, especially to Europe.
Well, I understand where you're going.
After World War, the Marshall Plan.
The Marshall Plan.
You know, after the Marshall Plan, all the billions we dumped in to rebuild them, what kind of payback did we get for that? They hate us.
Didn't we get some cappuccinos or something? We got Starbucks. We got the idea of Starbucks.
The Europeans are one of the first to bash us, but we're right there to help. All the time. I'm tired of it.
Well, we bash ourselves. Why shouldn't everyone else bash us? Join in the party. Let's club the U.S. Why not?
I don't know. There's something about foreigners bashing us, especially after we help them, that really gets my dander up.
Well, you know, I think human beings across the world are probably pretty selfish in the end. I mean, that's human nature. You know, it's human nature. And the nationalist tendencies of all those countries, they're going through it. My question is, at some point, I think the U.S. will split up too. I just don't see, you know, the way the Soviet Union split up into pieces, and now, of course, there's more problems with Russia trying to take back certain parts. That may happen too. But how dare we tell these people they can't secede from Ukraine if at some point
the
Californians say, you conservatives in the Midwest, we want nothing more to do with you, we're going to secede from the Union. Are you going to try to keep them together?
Well, a civil war was fought to decide that question.
Yeah. And maybe it'll happen again.
Yes, we will keep them.
I think the world now is a tad more, at least in the West, a tad more civilized. Would we, if three or four states banded together and wanted to secede from the Union, do you think we would do a military battle to keep them?
If I was president, I would order a military battle. Nobody's seceding.
against me.
Nobody gets out alive.
Put yourself in. I mean, you got to honestly think about it. There are parts of this country that no longer fit. They don't have the same parts.
Well, and also you mentioned California, but also, you know, like Texas, Arizona, as it becomes more and more Hispanic, is there going to be more of a draw to Mexico, Latin America? And that's what's going on in Ukraine largely. This is an ethnic struggle. And also, you know what? I have no sympathy really for the Russians. They are our rivals. They are our enemies still. But a lot of those people in Ukraine, if not a majority, are ethnic Russian, especially in eastern Ukraine. And it borders the Russian Federation proper. You know, that border, they're extra sensitive about that. And the Russians, and I'm not taking their side, but the Russians, their greatest fear is for a Ukraine to become part of NATO. And this could be looked at as the first step in their eyes for Ukraine joining NATO.
Yeah, but this
would
is
we
what,
tolerate that on Mexican? No way.
Yeah, well, this is what drives me insane.
Strike that. We put up with everything on the Mexican border. We would.
Why hasn't NATO asked Russia to become part of NATO? I don't understand why they would not want to be part of NATO. Then there's nothing left to fear. Why would you worry about a missile shield if you now become part of NATO and you've joined a pact and said, none of us can attack each other because we're all part of NATO now? It defies my imagination why Russia, which I consider, frankly, part of Europe, at least the eastern part of Russia,
Western part of Russia. That's all right. Yeah.
It defies logic why Russia would not want to become part of NATO. There is no more Warsaw Pact. Those countries are gone. Why would you not join in and you're now safe from attack by Western Europe or the U.S.? It can't happen.
Well, I think part of it is you would have to give up certain goals that they have to dominate parts of the former Soviet Union and to, you know, their nationalistic idealism. Yeah. I think that's a big part of it. And I don't really know if we would want them because it's kind of like, you know, it'd be like, well, Churchill saying to Hitler, well, let's just join together as Hitler wants to bomb you or is bombing you.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, yeah, you can say what you want. I just don't know that with communism being, it's not there anymore. The Russians are as capitalistic and maybe more so because of their mafia illegitimacy going on there. I think they're uber capitalists now. You know what I mean?
Well, the Russians do have, I believe, a representative at NATO, an observer, if you will. So they're probably stealing all of our secrets.
That's right.
And technology.
He's just there as a spy. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go off topic for a minute. Randy from Detroit's calling. He wants to talk about the Stand Your Ground trial in Florida. Randy, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. This case where Michael Dunn was, a hung jury with him shooting the guy because he wouldn't turn down his music.
Yeah.
And he claimed that he did it because he thought he was threatened. This is a classic case of why stand your ground. Now, Michael Dunn is a white guy. The guy that got killed was black. Dunn was convicted for shooting the other people inside the car as they sped off. And it seems to have the effect of saying, well, if you kill a black guy, we won't convict you or we'll find a reason not to convict you. But if you don't kill the black guys, then you're a bad shot. So we're going to send you to jail for that.
Yeah.
I think added to the Trayvon Martin, plus some of the other cases that have been coming out of Florida, where blacks have tried to use stand your ground have been denied, most notably the Marissa Alexander case. Stand your ground is principally in Florida just a means by which white men can kill black men. And that's it.
All right.
Especially given Zimmerman's annex since he's been released, since he was exonerated, you know, he's pulled a gun on his ex-wife, his girlfriend, his girlfriend's in-laws, parents. That was obviously a hothead.
Well, Randy, I guess I would say this, you know, stand your ground in the case of the trial that's going on right now. That guy, the white guy who killed the black kid, that guy's a scumbag. Everyone knows it. He should go to jail because, you know what, it had nothing to do with standing your ground. He was aggravated with some kids who were playing music, got into an argument with them. That man should go to jail. You'll have no argument from me. But here's what bothers me when we try to twist it to say that stand your ground is no good. There are probably thousands of concealed weapon holders in Detroit, the city of Detroit, African-Americans, who need that. Because you know what? The crime in Detroit is so rampant that it's going to be illogical to tell a CPL holder or even a person who has a gun in the home that they can't stand their ground in Detroit, 8 Mile in Livernois, to keep a robber, a rapist out of their home, or even on the street. That young lady that came home at 2 a.m. and a guy came out of her garage to attack her while her husband was in the house, she shot him 7 times. You know, deserves every
stand your ground law, right? The fact is, with the Castle Doctrine, which has been common law for centuries, you don't need anything extra for self defense.
But this woman wasn't in her house, Randy. So you know, you're telling me that she should have tried to retreat to her house?
Self defense anywhere. You can protect yourself. You have a right to protect yourself. The law has always recognized that.
And that's all the stand your ground law does, though. I mean, I understand your point.
The ground is, it says, if the person who was attacking you leaves or tries to escape, then you don't chase them.
Right. Well, you're making an argument for somebody shooting someone in the back. I don't know that's happening.
You have a right to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
There was never a need for a stand your ground law because you've always had the right to self protection. No one argues. It wasn't like they were saying. People don't have the right to protect themselves because the Castle Doctrine doesn't allow for self-defense. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the problem is people do shoot people when they're not in their home.
And then the very idea of...
Hey, Randy.
You fear for your life.
Randy, I want to ask you a question. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. I ask this with the utmost sincerity. I feel that you want to make this a racial thing, especially with Florida.
No, it is a racial thing. It's not that I'm making it. It's a racial thing.
Okay, let me. I know your opinion, but let me ask you a question. You're pretty fired up about what happened in Florida with Dunn, right? If he had shot a white teenager instead of a black teenager, would you be as concerned, or would you look at it like, who cares?
I would still think it was problematic, and in a state like Florida, I would be afraid of that law.
Would you call into a radio show and get all fired up, or you would?
I'll give you an example.
Well, your point's taken, Randy. I understand your concern, and I think there has been probably quite a bit of abuse. And I think the other case you're talking about, the lady that I think she shot, was it her husband or something? I can't remember.
No, she shot into the roof to scare her husband.
Yeah, she is being railroaded. You'll get no argument from me on that one either.
He was gonna attack her, but she wasn't allowed to use stand your ground.
Yeah,
in that particular case, as a matter of fact, she was arrested for discharging a firearm in an apartment or whatever.
Right,
but yet here they had a history of domestic violence.
Right.
So she had a reasonable fear.
Yeah. Well, I'll cede your point, Randy.
She wasn't allowed to use that defense. But when we start using this reasonable fear thing, the problem is, the problem comes in, a reasonable fear becomes any black teenager. Whether you're liberal or conservative, you may look at any black teenager and say, well, they're thugs. Whether they are or they're not. The fact is, they could be a kid just over their father's house with some Skittles in their pocket and got some grape juice. Yet you have that fear. Yeah. And fear is not rational or reasonable.
Yeah, well, your point's taken, Randy.
Not necessarily logical.
I understand where you're coming from. So point taken. I'll agree to disagree with you on this one. I think you're right. There have been some abuse down in Florida where the cases are not being done right. But I'll stand by the stand your ground law because I think the average person does not abuse that law. I think there are thousands of cases every day that people don't abuse it and use it to a good benefit. So well, I think well, if you want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, that's cool, but I disagree
with
you.
There are only hundreds of cases, scores of cases, because it hasn't been around that long.
Yeah. All right, well,
and
I appreciate
secondly,
the call, Randy.
You also have to show where has the Castle Doctrine failed?
Yeah. Well,
where's
you know what?
Regular,
Randy, here's what I'm going to say. We've got other things we've got to move on to, and we're going to do a show because you piqued my interest now. And I think this is a great conversation. So tune in the coming weeks. We're going to do a little stand your ground issue, and maybe we'll even get a guest in here who's a little more. Maybe we get a lawyer in here would be the bomb. Well, thanks, Randy. I appreciate the call.
All right.
So, well, there you go. Castle, that's a tough one, dude. I mean, I just don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I know there's abuse. And in that Florida case, the two cases he's talking about, you're doggone right. That young woman's getting railroaded, and that white guy that killed the black teenager, that guy should be in jail. That's my opinion. I have no doubt that he is claiming Castle Doctrine and shouldn't. He's a murderer.
Well, the thing about him, too, is didn't he just, like, go home and act like nothing happened?
I can't remember the facts of it, but
everything that I knew. Later in the day or the next day, he was trying to go about his business like he never even had the incident. I mean, that's kind of psychotic.
Yeah, that guy should be in jail without a doubt. I think they have the death penalty in Florida, don't they? I mean, he went out of his way to kill a kid. No ifs, ands, or buts. If I were on the jury, well, they probably wouldn't let me because I'd prejudge him. He should be in jail or death penalty.
Well, I wasn't on the ground there and witnessed any of it. But, you know, the things he did after the fact especially is what really concerns me. He tries to claim, well, I was in shock and everything. I'm not buying that.
Yeah. For me, the stand your ground is perfect. The perfect example is that the young lady last week or this week, whenever it was, came home at 2 in the morning, husband's in the house sleeping, and some dude comes out. God knows what he was going to do. He had a gun, too. And she just happened to be quicker on the draw.
And
she plastered him 7 times. Good for her. You know, that woman did what she had to do. She protected herself and, frankly, probably saved us as taxpayers a lot of money because this dirtbag's not going to jail for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, you have to assume the worst when somebody is approaching you in that respect and you don't sit down and interview them to find out what their intentions are.
Right. Let's take Ken's call from Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on two different topics. Why Russia wants to stay where it's at as far as not wanting to get involved with NATO or not wanting to get involved with the European Union. Now, I've spoken to someone who's happens to be Russian Orthodox, and I've read a few articles about this subject. And you have to go back a few years to understand this. Now, when the Soviet Union collapsed, one of the first things they did, because the new regime seen just how morally corrupted the people had become, actually reached out to those religious institutions that had been established in Russia prior to the revolution and asked those churches to come back. The Catholic Church, the Lutheran churches, those that had been already established, because they needed to bring morality back to their country. And, of course, the Russian Orthodox Church as well has been expanding, reaching out to the people. Well, as the new Russia...
Hey, Pussy Riot would disagree with you.
What's that?
Pussy Riot would disagree with you.
That's the
Russian band, yeah.
Yeah, the ones that are in and out of jail because they... Yeah.
That's a joke. Anyway, go ahead, Ken.
Well, the thing is with the Russian people specifically, as Russia becomes... closer to God, as Russia becomes develops their morality again, they see the West, they see Europe, the United States, becoming more and more and more morally corrupt. And this is one reason why they are trying to keep away from us, because they don't want their newly rediscovered faith and morality to be tainted by the lack of morality they're seeing here in America and in Europe.
Nah, I think that's minor. I'm not going to buy into that one. I think it's all about money. I think it's about ethnic ties. And it's keeping NATO out of the Ukraine. Those are the big reasons. I don't think religion's a major part of the decision-making process. Right. I really don't.
All right. Well, we're heading into a hard break. Ken, if you want to call back after the break and talk about the Stand Your Ground, give us a call back.
On the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham Talk 1600.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Russian parliament goes on the record as allowing its troops in Ukraine.
Ukraine's interim president says that Russian troops are already here and that it's a military intervention and occupation. Meanwhile, protests both for and against Moscow continue here in Crimea as tensions rise.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher, Washington, meanwhile, warning Russia not to intervene.
President Obama says he spoke several days ago with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other administration officials have been in contact with their Russian counterparts to urge them to, quote, support the stability and success of a united Ukraine going forward. But some Republicans say Putin doesn't think much of President Obama's words.
Fox's Molly Henneberg. The storm pounding parts of Southern California expected to move east next. Parts of Kansas City through Missouri looking at winter weather warnings and advisories. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
I'm Susan Lucci. More than 2 million Americans have a type of irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, or AFib, putting them at greater risk of stroke.
I'm Dr. David Willis, and I frequently see patients with AFib, a serious condition where a blood clot can travel from the heart to the brain, causing a stroke.
When I found out my husband, Helmut, had AFib, I pledged to learn everything I could.
Susan and I, along with my doctor, work as a team to help reduce my risk of AFib-related stroke.
Visit FacingAFib.com today.
Hi, this is Jerry Doyle, and I hope you'll join me right here. Now, I gotta caution you, if you want the same old diatribe, the talking points, if you will, then I may disappoint you. But if you want compelling, engaging conversation about the issues you really care about, then I know you're gonna love this show. So join me, Jerry Doyle, right here.
Don't miss Jerry Doyle, weeknights from 8 to 11 on Wham! Talk 1600. Wham! Talk 1600. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Pleasure to be here.
And producing for us today, Derek Stone. Thank you, Derek.
No problem.
Okay, so Ukraine and Brandon, Stand Your Ground. Hit that. That was kind of off the wall, but
I wonder if the Ukrainians will stand their ground against the Russians.
Yeah, nice segue.
Hey.
Yes, yeah, that's something to think about. I wanted to mention Michigan CapCon, Michigan Capital Confidential. You'll get their links every day at thedailydrift.com.
Hey, Manny Lopez last week was great.
Yes, Manny was great, and yeah, we're gonna probably have him on again because I think things in Venezuela are just starting to heat up. So, and that's important. You know, if that country can go back to being a viable democracy, you know, that's not under the boot heel of some communist thug. It would be huge. It would be really huge. But they've got a new thing called Vote Spotter. So if you go to MichiganCapitalConfidential.com, the new Vote Spot, and they've got an iPod app, or Apple app, I guess, for it gives you constant feeds of what your legislators are doing and how they're voting, which I think is crucial. And they don't have the Android app quite ready yet. I put my name in to be on the list so that they'll send it to me as soon as they get it up and running. But Vote Spotter at Michigan CapCon. So make sure you check it out. Again, you can go to thedailydrift.com, find the links that you need to get to Michigan CapCon right there.
Sounds like a great tool for transparency.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're going to get emails, and then you can tweet. The nice thing, it's going to allow you to Facebook and tweet directly from there, so you can say, look, this is how Senator so-and-so or Congressman so-and-so voted on this bill today. You know, so it's going to immediately put thousands of people in the know about what Joker did what.
What a world. Instant communication.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you heard Manny last week. When he talks to politicians and they get two or three phone calls, I had no idea that would affect them. He told us flat out. Two or three phone calls to a state representative or state senator gets them all worried.
It's kind of like our show. If we get two or three phone calls, man, we're rocking.
We're the most popular guys.
We've got
radio.
Listeners.
We've got 12 listeners today.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's important. And people, I don't know that you can go to GaryWellings.com. That's a website I really have just there for information. It's got the contact emails and phone numbers of your state and federal legislators. So make sure you go to GaryWellings.com, and I also have them at CurrentOnline.com, and I even have them at the Daily Drift. There's contact numbers up there. Click on it. It'll give you who your state senator and state representative is.
So. Oh, yeah. You go all out, and you do a really good job at that, at putting that information out there for people to get involved if they so choose.
Yeah. And I've got another link for all the different Tea Parties around, as I recall. I haven't updated it lately, but, you know, get involved. If you were to take those phone numbers and plug them into your phone, and on the way home from work, going into work is probably too early. You know, those people in Lansing don't work probably early in the morning. But if you just make that call on your way home from work, you're going on the road for half an hour. Call in and complain. State your piece or recommend something. It helps. It really does. I think if we can get thousands of people calling up Senator Joe Hewn, Gretchen Driscoll, our state rep here, and say, we want that surplus to be spent on the roads, they may change their mind.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Gretchen, she seems hell-bent on just dumping it all into the schools. Those $80,000 a year salaries aren't enough.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just not working. I'm sorry. The MEEP results were out this week, and I kind of looked at them and went, really? Is that how bad we're doing? You know, they want to play it off and say, look, some of the public schools are better than some of the charter schools. You're all bad. You didn't do very well. When I see 30s and 40s out of 100, I'm assuming that's pretty bad. Ypsilanti schools were down in the single digits.
You know, part of the reason is these kids in Washtenaw County are all doped up on heroin.
the Golden Triangle. Well, that runs from Pinckney to Ipsy, you know.
It's really sad. You know, I think the Mexicans are controlling that, too. That guy they just arrested, that cartel kingpin, Guzman. Guzman, El Chapo, yeah. It's actually the truth. It runs all the way up to Chicago, and then it gets distributed from there through the Midwest.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I don't think throwing more money at our school system, I think, is just a mistake. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember I saw a chart where we were like at the top of the list for school spending in the world.
Sure.
And yet we're somewhere near the middle of civilized countries or westernized countries.
It's a decline.
With the results.
It's a decline in our culture. That kind of sums it up right there. We can talk about parenting. The media, it all comes together, and I'll group that all together as our culture is declining.
Yeah, yeah, and it's the end of the family unit. Let's be honest.
MEEP scores is a quantification of our declining culture.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. There was something else I wanted to get to today, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, you know what? We got to talk about Gary Peters. Okay, this week, Julie Boonstra did a commercial that AFP, Americans for Prosperity, funded. And Derek, can you find that? I want to play that just so we can all hear it. And it's my little jab in the eye to Gary Peters anyways, because I don't think he should ever have been elected as a congressman. And what bothered me more than anything this week, you voted for Obamacare, bud. Own up to it. And the fact, for anything else, you can forget about Julie Boonstra. There's been enough bad things from Obamacare that you're not off the hook, even if Julie Boonstra wasn't part of the issue here. The issue is you voted for Obamacare, you shoved it down our throats, and now you want us to elect you because of it? I don't think so. You know, you are an idiot to have done that, and now to threaten radio stations and TV stations for playing that because, oh, boo-hoo, it's not right. This is politics, bud. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I mean, don't talk to me about we got to verify if that information from Julie Boonstra is right. Really? Then how about putting some lawyers on Mark Schauer for going on television repeatedly and saying Rick Snyder is taking money out of education? That is a complete lie and fabrication. I don't see Rick Snyder lawyering up and trying to tell Mark Schauer that he can't air, or the TV stations, they can't air that. You know, that's outrageous.
Yeah, you're right. It is the old boo-hoo thing where if they get attacked, it's like, oh, this is a hate speech. This is blah, blah, blah. But they just throw the bombs all the time and say, well, that's just part of the process.
Yeah, and there was Megyn Kelly had a great show this week talking about that. And there was one small part, though, Derek, that I want to play. Do we have that track ready? All right, it's a pretty short track. This is Megyn talking to a Democratic operative, obviously, who's trying to justify the actions of Gary Peters this week with the lawyers. Let's play that.
Run him over this. He's basically hiding inside. She said he was in there. He wouldn't open the door. You got a cancer patient standing out there trying to talk to you.
What he did with his lawyers is actually a very classic. I think even the Republican governor in Michigan did the same thing. It is very typical for a campaign to go to a TV station and make sure that the facts are being reported accurately. I think that is very fair. I think that's fair to the American voter, to the American viewer.
No, I would say not. In that exact case that she just said, you don't see Governor Rick Snyder going to the TV stations and saying, you should not be airing Mark Schauer's commercial because it's inaccurate. Factually, it is inaccurate, but they're playing it, and you don't see Rick Snyder boo-hooing about it. What in the world is going on with the Democrats to be able to cry the blue? It's shameful. Absolutely shameful. And for him to drag the FCC saying, oh, we're going to have the FCC. What? You're threatening me? You're threatening me?
Oh, man, I need some TP. You got me with that one.
You're threatening me?
You're threatening me with the FCC?
I mean,
FCC for my... Well, I won't say that.
It's unbelievable that this man thinks he's qualified to run for state senate. Really? Or for U.S. Senate.
So you're saying the hypocrisy is so over the top that it's just gnawing at you.
Yeah. I mean, and it's all because of Obamacare. Boy, you made your bed and you lied in it. You voted for Obamacare. Live it and lose your election this year, because let's hope the people of Michigan are smart enough to say to you, Mr. Peters. You know what I mean?
Do that again. I missed it. I got to open the door here. Hold on.
All right. So enough. We can move on. It's been eating me all week. I was like, I can't wait to get on the radio and call this Peters the complete moron that he is. You hypocrite. You moron. If you are our U.S. senator, come next January, shame on every single voter in the state of Michigan.
Let me ask you this. What if Debbie Dingell is elected in the House?
Oh, well, we can move on to the I'm going to give you a little. The current is coming out. The March current comes out. I think we get delivery Monday. Should be at the post offices Wednesday. And my editorial this month is about the Dingells. Okay. 59 years John Dingell Jr. put in. And frankly, other than helping unions.
And his father was in before him, what, 20-something years?
22 years, I think. Mm-hmm. So in total, it's 81 years. 81 years. What royalty? There's no royalty in the United States. What makes anyone believe that the father can hand it off to his son and the son can now hand it off to his wife?
Who is just as dumb as a stump. When you see her on television, it's just painful. to watch and listen to her.
And close-minded.
Yes. And arrogant.
The most arrogant, close-minded woman I've, well, next to Rachel Mad Cow, whatever her name, Mad Owl, next to her, the most smug, arrogant, know-nothing person I've ever seen. And God help you people downriver. If you vote another dingle in this time around, you deserve what you get.
It could certainly happen.
Because she's inheriting not only the name, because mm-hmm. people, the low-information voters are going to say, well, it's a dingle. You know, unbelievable. Are you going to jump in with us?
Oh, the lovely Linda's here. We sparked something.
We sparked it off big time here.
So, and now, remember, if she says, do we have a minute, you know the answer to that. It's no.
Joining us in studio is Linda Hughes, general manager and owner of the station. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Am I on?
You are.
You are.
Cool. Hey, I just wanted to come down and say, what's with the war on women? So let me get this straight. You don't like Debbie Dingell, who seems very nice, very pleasant, and you don't like a Rachel Maddow. I mean, what is with you guys?
Well, it's not a war on women. It's a war on smarmy. That's what it is for me. War on smarmy. I mean, it's just, you know what? We the founding fathers abhorred royalty. They abhorred the titles of. There is no House of Lords in this country. This is not the upper chamber of Parliament in London. This is the United States of America, and you shouldn't be just handing off. And it's our fault. We're the ones that reelected him time and time again for 59 years to push his agenda on us. And now he's going to give it over to his wife. She's probably been pulling the strings on him for the last few years anyways, because I don't think his mental state was all there anyway.
So now it's a war on mummies? I mean, that's kind of, yeah. And again, just let me bring up, you just mentioned the founding fathers. What about the founding mothers and the sisters?
Well, I'm sure Betsy Ross would not be happy with
John
Dingell running.
I'm kidding.
I'm
also don't email.
I'm also going to refute her charge of a war on women, because earlier I gave a shout out and I reached out to the Russian band Pussy Riot. That's women?
Yes, we all heard that, Drake. That was fabulous.
They were here on a tour, giving a speaking tour.
In Ann Arbor?
You know? Not in Ann Arbor, but they were in New York City for a little, at least two of them.
They are crazy. I've actually seen a documentary on them.
Some real talent
name,
there.
But
it really is. That's what my next question was. Does that band actually have any good music?
No.
So it's just a big political
No one can
statement.
Get by the name. I don't even know what they do.
They just scream and scream and shout. You know, it's like a Russian rap band.
I'm not a big rap guy. Well, I can't say that. Derek, when we come back from the break.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, when we come back from the break,
we're going to
play a little rap.
Butts.
Again, the war on women.
We are stereotyping the better half.
All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Ann Arbor Concert Band's 35th anniversary season continues, presenting March Madness, a program to satisfy all concert and symphonic march enthusiasts. It'll be Sunday, March 9th at the Michigan Theater at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for seniors and students. Children under 12 are free. Tickets are available from band members beforehand or at the box office on March 9th. Complete program information is available at aaband.org, or you can call 734-478-7515. During tax season, United Way of Washtenaw County will be a host site for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Tax preparers are all IRS-trained volunteers who give qualified individuals the opportunity to have their taxes prepared and filed free of charge. The program will be available February through March, Wednesday evenings from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The United Way of Washtenaw County is located at 2305 Platt Road and is on the Ann Arbor Area Transit Authority bus routes 4, 7, and 9. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program gives free assistance with taxes to low to moderate income families who need help preparing their returns. Last year, the program filed over 3.3 million returns all over the nation. To learn more, call 734-677-7235. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. If you want to call in and talk about any of the subjects we've covered today or anything else, 734-822-1600.
Next time I promise to drink my caffeine slightly before the show because I was coming on board with a headache and totally just out there. I couldn't come up with any coherent thoughts or sentences. Yeah. I think I'm sounding a little smoother now.
Yeah. Well,
I was hurting.
Sometimes it takes a little to get the groove going. You know what I mean? We catch our groove, catch our drift.
That's why we need that extra hour.
We do need another hour. I wonder who we can talk to about
first hour is just kind of a ramp up to the real good stuff.
Sometimes we start out that way. That's the scary thing. So we were talking about Debbie Dingell and the Dingell dynasty.
I love the Dingleberries. It was my favorite cereal as a kid.
Okay, so the good news we did get announced on Theron's show, we do have a good conservative opponent running against Debbie Dingell. It's the 15th district, right? Am I right?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure of the number. Anyways, I'm thinking it's the 15th, but I could be wrong. Call in if you know otherwise. But it's Terry Bowman. Union Conservatives, Terry Bowman is running.
And, you know, I've met Terry on a handful of occasions, and this is my impression of him. Just a really good, solid, down-to-earth guy.
Down-to-earth, yes.
That's my impression.
He's a blue-collar, but educated.
Oh, absolutely.
Hard-working, smart guy. Union guy, and
And grounded.
You know, you want to talk about sending Mr. Smith to Washington. Here's a guy going to Washington who's just an average guy. So I can't vote for him. It's out of my district, but happy to plug him because I've met him. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. And if you're not friending Drake and I on Facebook, you still got your account open.
No.
Oh, dude. Come on. Really?
I wasn't doing anything with it.
It's marketing, dude. You just got to market.
You know. I looked at it as my small part in freeing up the internet. I gave it some more space, so hopefully the speed is a little quicker for everybody with me being off of it.
Saved a little bandwidth by dropping your Facebook account. Okay, well, anyways, Terry Bowman is running. Friend him on Facebook. Give him the support, even if you can't send him any money. At least friend him on Facebook. Tell him you're congratulatory, giving him whatever. And he's a good guy. And I hope you people downriver, if you're listening, vote for Terry Bowman. Don't vote for Debbie Dingell. Why continue the dynasty? Let's take a call from Tony from Livonia. He wants to talk about the Russian-Ukrainian crisis.
Oh, cool.
Tony, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And two quick comments before I go on to what I called for. Number one, they're still airing that commercial, I'm proud to report. I've seen it a number of times since it blew up in Gary's face. Number one. Number two, the Dingell dynasty already has lasted 80 years, which is a pretty high percentage of the years that this republic has even existed. But let me get down onto the Ukrainian crisis. People that maybe don't know too much of the history of the 20th century, Ukraine suffered greatly when it was under Soviet domination, Russian Soviet domination. And back in, I think it was the 1920s or 30s, millions of Ukrainians were starved to death by the policies of the Soviet Russians. So the majority of the Ukrainians today would like to associate with the West. I mean, they still have great grandparents and grandparents that died under Soviet domination. However, in the eastern part of Ukraine, by the way, it is Ukraine, not the Ukraine anymore. People are still calling it the Ukraine. That's almost like an insult.
They're calling that's it the what?
That's when it was a vassal state of Soviet Russia. Anyhow, and especially in Crimea, there is a large Russian population because Crimea belonged to Russia until Khrushchev ceded it to Ukraine somewhere
1954.
Back in the 20th century.
Yeah, we touched on that.
They have perpetuity of bases there, naval bases and so forth. So what I hope will play out in this situation is that Russia will get some kind of control over Crimea because they have bases there and they had treaties and so forth, and they'll stop there. And the rest of the Ukraine, the rest of Ukraine will tend to have more of a turn westward and have more of a government similar to ours, hopefully.
Okay. So, Tony, let me get this straight. Are you saying you think it's okay if Crimea goes to the Russians?
I don't think it's okay. I'm just thinking, I'm telling you that it was part of Russia. I'm not saying that Russia should get it back. Maybe it'll be, not that it would actually go back into Soviet Russia, but perhaps it'll become semi-autonomous or something, and they'll come up with some kind of a peaceful treaty that allow Russia to continue to keep their bases there.
It's supposed to be semi-autonomous right now. It's got a mainly Russian ethnic people there.
That's right.
And exactly. In 1954, Khrushchev did this little signing of paper and gave it to the Ukraine, gave it to Ukraine formally.
Yeah.
But it didn't really make a difference because it was one country, if you will, the Soviet Union. Let me ask you this, Tony. Definitely the eastern part of Ukraine is ethnic Russian. That's certainly a part of why the Russians there want to be part of Russia and why Putin, being the nationalist that he is, wants to facilitate that. But I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that overall in the current Ukraine borders, there is an ethnic Russian majority. Is that not true?
No, I don't believe that's true.
I have to look that up. I thought I heard that at one point.
It's true that in the eastern portion, the Russians are in the majority. I don't know how far that extends. I don't know just where the split is. I mean, could it be 75% Ukrainian in the west and 25% Russian in the east? I don't know where that
I'll look that up and talk about that next week.
Russians, in other words, Soviet Russians put a lot of Russians into that part of Ukraine when they had control.
It's part of the Soviet Empire.
Take it over completely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was part of the Soviet Empire where the Russians were moving into all these former Soviet republics settling it.
Right.
But how much? Let me ask you this too, Tony. I know you're pretty fired up on this. How much are you willing to pay to bring Ukraine into the West? I'm not willing to pay $1.
Oh, no, I'm not saying we should necessarily financially support them. I'm just telling you how
you're gonna have to.
I'm just hoping it'll play out peacefully.
Okay.
They'll reach some kind of a settlement such as I described. That's what I'm hoping.
All right, great comments, Tony. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Call in again
Thank
next week because I'm sure Take we'll care. Still be talking about it. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and we'll catch you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.